Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to the Raw and Wild Hearts podcast. I'm your host, Lori Rising, star channeler, transformational mentor, and sacred guide. And welcome to today's episode called You Are Woo. Oh my gosh, you are so woo. And I cannot wait to get into all of the magic that is woo. But first of all, I just want to talk about the definition of woo and how we have skewed it in various ways. The definition is to seek the affection of another, especially a woman for some reason, with the intent to marry or begin a romantic relationship. Now, the way that we use woo, which is woo-woo, is to label something as non-scientific or non-scientific. Proven. So let's just start right there, because woo is where miracles live. Miracles are you. Like, if you really feel into it, just the fact that we are here breathing air, having our heartbeat, and waking up every single day is nothing short of a miracle. And it's something that we kind of take for granted because we don't have to prove it every single day. Yet it is the most magnificent, unbelievable happening in each of our lives. And all of those billions of processes that sync up together to make us real and alive and functioning and feeling, it's all part of our highest technology, which is actually us. It is these bodies, and it's their unbelievable capacity to heal, to create, to discern, to guide, and most of all, to produce miracles. But miracles can't be measured. That's the magic of them. And so every time I hear someone out there, especially someone that's very prominent in even the manifestation world or the transformational stage, I cringe and I cry a little inside, because that is the quickest way to hypnotize us away from our divine selves. If you look around, and I mean really look around, feel and notice the magnificence, not just of this planet, which, by the way, what? It is a freaking paradise that we've created such a space of survival energy in, that we can barely even bring our heads above water to bask in its profound artistry, the way that it moves through cycles and seasons, the way that it regenerates and repopulates itself in new ways when the environment has shifted. It adapts to flourish. I mean, that's the epigenetics of the planet. And we have epigenetics of ourselves, and the environment of ourselves are our belief systems. And when we continue to get disconnected from and separated from our spiritual self, our soul recognition and strength, and our freaking majesty, we're held down in the containers and rules that someone else has written for us. And we're continuing to gather evidence that reinforces belief systems for ourselves based on limitations that something outside of us has created around us. The words you speak on a daily basis, whether internally or externally, create your reality. And so every time I hear someone declare, well, it's not woo-woo, or I can't deal with woo-woo, or I don't do woo-woo, I'm just curious, what do you consider woo-woo? Because to me, what I hear in the energy almost always is I'm shut down to the possibilities and the potential of magic and miracles because I've been trained away from their power. I mean, it's been going on for centuries, vilifying spirituality, healers, intuitive knowingness, earth medicine has kept us as followers and not leaders. Just like the school system and the scarcity selling has kept us as workers and not creators. So when we rely on science, we are basically handing our power over to whoever's in science. Remember, these are all humans that are creating what we know as science. And whoever's funding science and possibly skewing the way that science goes, all of it how studies are conducted, what studies are conducted, who they're conducted with. Just like history is skewed because it's written by the winning or dominant forces. Do you know how many unbelievably beautiful texts and stories and realities from our past have been lost? Not just lost, they've been burned and destroyed as a result of power over greed and the class system. Let me just back up a second and give you an example of how science or the medical system tries to use statistics to emotionally manipulate and dominate birthing women and their intuitive voice and their medical knowingness that is inherent in their body. It's literally the best technology for that woman's birth because we can't measure that kind of coherence and intuition that comes forward when someone is in flow, trust, awareness, and connection from the hormonal cascade that is literally built to make birth happen really well. So this is just one of many, but the fear tactics used are just mind-blowing. I should say spirit-blowing. So with any woman that's birthing that's over 35 years old, healthcare providers in the Western medical system or a hospital-based system will bring in a statistic about stillbirth. And these studies or statistics were typically taken probably in the 1950s, and they vary based on the women that they were studying. It's actually really hard to do a study with pregnant women because of the risk that happens when you do a study with them. And so we're looking at factors that are very different no matter what, because every single woman is completely unique upon herself in her birth, in her body, and in her environmental circumstances. And often these healthcare providers will only highlight certain areas of a study to show a woman because they're using manipulation tactics to get the mother to be induced and have the baby early, basically to reduce any risk on the hospital side, because the hospital, the more procedures that they offer or document in the chart, the less liable they are. Basically, it's an outcome-based practice, and so the goal is the outcome, which is to get the baby out no matter what means has been taken to get the baby out, as long as the baby comes out and is okay, and I say okay very generously, then they're basically let go to go on to the next thing. And this is completely disregarding that every part of conception, pregnancy, labor, birth, and postpartum, every part of it cascades into the next. So everything that happens in one part of it actually builds and offers and lends its either support or its detriment to the next. So basically what ends up happening is selective science is used without full disclosure to get a certain outcome in favor of whoever's using that piece of data, no matter how old it is, no matter what circumstances it came from, and no matter how improbable it is because of the uniqueness of every single being and the fact that the energy that's happening in the now moment for any occurrence in life is actually completely non-replicable. That's how freaking dynamic and nuanced and incredible we are. And I know I've said it before on this podcast, but I will tell you right now that two of the biggest factors in birth that the medical system has historically ignored or blatantly denied is the energy of the room, the belief in a birthing mother and her ability and her guidance system for birth, which is actually her intuition and connection with the baby, and also her pelvis. But I'll tell you what, in all of my years of birth work, I never saw one study come through about either of those areas. And if we really want to live in our woo-woo and our magic and miracles and collapse timelines, we would start paying the utmost attention to our birthing mothers and babies coming into the world, because we can change everything in one generation by the way that we revere and honor and uphold the transcendence of birth, the magic and majesty of birth, and the natural given instincts that we go through when we are not being controlled or manipulated or dominated by outside forces or factors. So this brings me to the space where I will time and time and time again say that you can look at birth and you can look at a culture and you can see exactly what's happening in the culture by the way that culture births. And we can also look at the way our lives are interacting with the programming and conditioning of the constructs and culture around us. And we can see what happens in birth very quickly happening to us in life on a much slower and more drawn out unfolding. But that's just where I wanted to draw your attention to just one area that I used to come up against time and time again. And I would watch how this science would actually create trauma for a woman by disconnecting her from her consciousness connection, from her divinity, from her internal compass and knowingness. And she would end up succumbing to what was a huge no in her body because for generations we've been gaslit and separated more and more from our natural instincts, from our trust in our body's ability to navigate the world and our mind's ability to take the aligned action from the messages the body's been sharing with us while we move through, create our lives from there. So this is where I'm going to talk a little bit about manifestation, because manifestation is what collapses timelines, right? Manifestation is how we draw things into our world that are not linear. They're not what we have been forcing or pushing in our life to activate. It's all about the law of attraction, which is what do you match in the world based on the energy or frequency you're running? Now, I will give this to science like a little bit. Science is finally catching up to energy and the power of energy and the fact that everything is energy and the fact that it's actually really hard to measure energy, just like it's really hard to measure the fascia that's within our system, which is so powerful. It's a 3D gel-like substance that surrounds every bone, muscle, tendon, everything that's in our body. That actually pretty much is the reason that we're upright. Well, it also conducts electricity. And we are electrical beings. We're magnetic, we're electrical, and we're light. And so science hasn't been able to measure those things, especially at the potency and power that they are. But in reality, we are made up of the compounds, the minerals, the salts of everything, of the cosmos, of the stars, of our planet. I'm going to give a little plug here. If you haven't watched Our Universe on Netflix, that's narrated by Morgan Freeman, please do. Like, it is going to blow your world open and get you super down with the woo. We are made up of water, and we know that water is conscious. It is life. We know that all of life comes from water. I've been doing a huge deep dive on water recently, and I'm coming to the conclusion that everything stems from dehydration. Like, that's it. And we've been stripping our water just like we've been stripping our magic. And now we're having to work backwards to reawaken and remember all of this encoded knowledge in our water, our light, our energy, our electricity. It's so good. I'm actually going to plug something else right now because I started talking about fascia. And then I went off on a tangent. Bear with me. If you haven't seen The Secret Life of Fascia, check that out as well. And even if you don't watch the whole thing, just watch the trailer for The Secret Life of Fascia. And you're going to be like, what? Because, you know, I've been doing John Barnes Myofascia Release for a good 25 years now. And that's the thing. Like, this is the modality that people that have been desperate have come to because they've done every test possible in science. They've seen every doctor out there and they feel like they're crazy or they're also being gaslit to say that it's just in their mind, whatever's coming up. But they know without a doubt that it's true for them. They know that this is happening within their body. But yet the modern technology and tests that we have cannot test for fascia. And fascia can create 2,000 pounds of tensile strength on any structure of the body just by trying to protect itself, because that's the incredible high technology beings that we are. Our body will protect itself from what it considers harm. Stress over a sustained period will continue to signal the body that it's in harm. So then it continues to tighten down and imprint emotional and physical experiences that we go through in our life that we try to disassociate from or not feel for fear of what might happen by feeling it, or because of our conditioning to just suck it up and to move forward with life, to hustle, to grind, to force it to happen. You know where I'm going with that. And so this is the miracle that our body consciousness actually is. It's designed to unravel itself. It's designed to unwind itself. And it's designed to actually heal itself through emotions and feeling. Never, ever, ever through stress, constriction, or limitation. So friends, this is where I come back to when we are so hyper-focused on only what's scientifically proven, it keeps us relying on history and others for validation and permission. It creates a container for us to only draw within the lines of, or get labeled as, or even feel different, wrong, unwell, or unempowered when we don't conform to whatever has already been created for us. And here's where I'm just going to put a little reminder out that science is only as good as the studies that are conducted and the people who fund them. And you will create a reality based on the beliefs that you have about what's possible for you and for others. And that takes me back to manifestation, because manifestation is actually creating in the energy before it becomes your physicality. So when you take action after you've created a root or foundation in the energy and truly lived that as if it is a reality, which means you believe in something that you do not have the evidence for yet. And when you can step into your mastery of that feeling in your visualization, your imagination, and it becomes your frequency, boom, that's the miracle. That's when the timeline collapses and it appears in your life and you take a new turn, a new path, a new door, and now you're living from the energy that creates worlds. So I'm hoping that through this conversation, you've felt a little bit how we've created a really big drag and a delay in all of the potential and what we consider to be woo-woo by separating it from ourselves and continuing to attach a doubt and meaning to the words woo-woo. It's interesting because as I've continued to show up in interviews and on podcasts, and as I really felt into my childhood and the unfolding of this journey of my fully aligned spiritual breaks off woo-woo badass self, I went back to my childhood where I was always labeled as too much, and I started believing that I was too much. I was too sensitive. I was too emotional. I cried too much, you know, all the labels that came along with that and all of the detrimental effects that happen as one is coming into their own and into their power and who they are. And there came a point where I was like, wait a second. It wasn't me at all. It was the world around me. It was having no reference for who I was and how powerful I was and how magnetic and majestic I was that I allowed myself to be all kinds of woo-woo as a child. It was the world around me that was uncomfortable. So now I stand tall. I stand proud in my ability to stay in that connection without the evidence of where it would take me. And I'm also very aware that if I had adults around me that really nurtured that quote unquote sensitivity in me, like, dang, I would have been levitating way before I did in my 20s. So now when I talk about my childhood, I was energetically on point. I was not sensitive. I was clear. I was connected. And I was living from the innate abilities for me to move deeper into my consciousness connection and my remembrance of the evolutionary truths that coursed through my blood. I mean, I remember as a kid having an evolutionary dream. And not too long after that, I actually had a dream where I had left my body in the dream. And it was the most profound experience of my life. And that was the moment that I stopped fearing death. And that was a pivotal moment in my life. It was incredible. And those are the spaces that the woo-woo energy of spirituality, divine consciousness, trust, belief take us to. Because y'all, again, if we are made up of the same compounds, minerals, and salts of the stars, the planets, the galaxy, and the universe that have been around for billions of years, I'm pretty sure science got nothing on that. That's the energy that literally has created worlds. And that's manifestation energy. So the state of manifestation is actually our birthright. It's our natural state. When we allow ourselves to flow with the cycles and seasons, when we allow our emotions and feelings to move through our experience, when we become heart-led instead of mind-controlled, and when we believe in our pure potential and the limitless possibilities that are a result of our alignment with our unique soul's blueprint and divine spark. And most of all, when we trust our co-creator, however you feel into this, the God within us, source, great spirit, that cannot be measured or proven. That sacred yes is what collapses timelines. It's what creates miracles from that faith and belief. So the thing that actually costs money that you've got to invest in is dismantling the deep programming that woo or woo-woo is wrong, it's bad, it's weird, it's something to be feared, or insert whatever belief you've moved through based on that kind of dominant narrative. And this feels like a great time to share Nelson Mandela's speech, which I had on my refrigerator for a large part of my 20s and 30s. And that is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and famous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And when we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So, beautiful one, I ask you to pay attention, not just with your mind, but with your energy. How does it feel when someone begins to condemn the woo? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel hopeful? Does it feel limitless? It is up to us to empower our words, because our words create thoughts, our thoughts create feelings, our feelings create the belief systems that create the reality that we live in and from. It is beyond time to declare our magic and live from the miracles that we have every potential to make. And one of the conduits to our pure consciousness and light is our pineal gland. It produces melatonin, it regulates our wake-sleep cycle, and supports the circadian rhythm that actually connects us to the cycles and seasons that we are, just like the earth and plants all around us. And this is something that's going to take more and more precedence as we move forward into our consciousness revolution and our higher dimensional living. So for myself, when I made alignment my first and foremost job before anything else in my life, manifestation started happening in my world. And when I started taking the utmost pristine care of my pineal gland, my psychic connection and intuitive knowingness guided me in really beautiful new ways. So there's lots of ways to nourish and nurture your pineal gland, which is connected to your third eye chakra, which is all about your divine sight, which is part of your innate guidance system. And I wanted to tell you about a free download that I have just created for you. I'm super excited about it. It's pretty simple. I like to start kind of with the basics. And as long as you show up consistently for these practices in your daily life, you'll start to notice a difference and you'll start to discern what's overactive in your mind and what's real in your magic, basically. For lack of a better way to say it, what's real in your woo? It's called 6 Daily Hacks to Raise Your Vibration Quickly. I'll link it below in the description. And once you really create a conscious intention around these practices, hit me up. I want to know what starts to shift in your world and what starts to show up for you. So definitely take a screenshot and tag me on IG, or even go old school and just send me an email. So y'all, I hope that you have loved this episode. I hope that it has created a space to explore and get curious about your response or reaction every time you do hear over-reliance on power outside of ourselves with what seems like such a simple thing as talking about woo-woo, but really is a very impactful consequence in our personal lives and in our collective. And also, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so excited that you found us. Please definitely hit up my incredible library of episodes. There's so much yum in there. You're going to have a blast. And for all of you, if you have gotten support from this transmission, please send it to just at least one person in your life that you know would love it as well, that it could really create a spark of evolution for them. And I would love your star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Just scroll to the bottom of my show's page and you will see those 5 stars. And then there's a little link to hit write a review. It helps me so much to keep coming back and offer this for free. It does take a lot of time and work to put this out. So I appreciate any way that you feel called to exchange with me for that support. And the last thing I want to say is that we just got back from my big Mexico retreat, Awaken Your Fire. There was a circle of 13. And you want to talk about magic and woo? Like, we are now living it. We are the science behind the woo, because it was on. The amount of love, support, tears, laughter, smiles, breakthroughs, healing is beyond comprehension. Honestly, it's beyond what the mind can probably even wrap itself around. And that's why these retreat experiences, now as we move into new earth, are really the way of life. This is how we come back and invest time and again to dismantle all that gets built up in our systems, in the scarcity consciousness around us, in the competition, the comparison, and the stories of limitation that we're continuing to carry around, not just of our own, but of our lineage and the generational patterns that come from that. It's interesting because always by the end of the retreat experience, I get a little confused because I feel like that's real life. That's the life that I've always known. And that's why it's been very confusing for me to be in this culture of control and violence and anger and hatred. And so I'm like, I don't understand. Why would we go back? Like, this is actually how we came here to be humaning, to share our gifts, to connect with each other, even strangers, in that place of unconditioned and witness, and to really allow ourselves to unfold the experiences, the feelings, and the emotions in our life, and immediately get the expansion, the ascension, the next octave of our life. That's where we move into higher dimensional states of being here in the 3D dimensional reality of the physicality of this body. So if that's something that calls to you, even if it creates nerves and even a little bit of fear, but you know deep down, like, there's something here, something's going to shift in me, I'm ready for the breakthrough to break free, I highly encourage you to get on my email list, because the retreats are going to start showing up in new ways. I actually have one that's being created right now this summer. It's happening the second weekend of August, and space is limited. It is going to be a next level experience. If you are ready for the change in your life that's been tapping on your soul, I got you. I am creating it right now. And it looks like the retreat for next winter is going to be in Costa Rica. I'm so excited. It's going to be bomb. All right, y'all. I am going to wrap this up now. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time, your attention, your love, your care, your connection. I do not take it for granted. This is an amazing, wild, and raw ride, and I want to keep doing it with you. So until next time, don't forget to keep looking up. You never know what's going to show up. Seriously, though, it's happened for me time and time again. Welcome to a woo life.